Hey everybody, this is Scorpio Queen with Chit Chat with Scorpio. So today this is going to be another update of the so-called fake Bishop Lamar Whitehead. There is so much going on, it is not funny. I mean, it is a lot going on. So basically, so everybody knows about the article that was put out in the New Yorker about Whitehead and how he became a mentee to Mayor Eric Adams. And in that article, there was a section where they talked about Arthur Miller. Now, Arthur Miller was somebody back in around, I guess, the 1978 era. He was a victim and murdered by the NYPD cops. And he was killed. And when Lamar Whitehead was so-called robbed, he used the story of what happened to Arthur Miller as a way to basically play on the emotions of people. He used Arthur Miller and said that he was Arthur Miller's son. Now, mind you, Arthur Miller had 6 kids. Most of them were girls. And in the article, one of the kids, her name is Lolisa, I believe it was Lolisa Miller Bradford. She was questioned about Lamar Whitehead. Now, when Arthur Miller had passed away, There was a court case that the Millers had sued. I guess the Millers had sued the city of New York. And they had received a settlement. And so Lamar Whitehead, he heard about that settlement. And what he did was he called Lolisa Bradford and told them that he was her brother and that he needed money to buy a Toyota. And so what she did was she told him he was not her brother, and basically offered to do a DNA test to prove whether or not he is a brother of theirs. And basically he declined to do the DNA. And the crazy part about it is that they offered to fly him to Florida to take the DNA test, but unfortunately he declined to do that. So basically that just says that he was trying to use Arthur Miller in a way to get money out of them, knowing that he was not even related to them. And the fact that he wouldn't even take a DNA test to find out if he was actually related, That's very telling. So now to move forward, not only that, but also in the article, it talked about how Arthur Miller was never even married to his mother. He was married to some other woman. And just yesterday, shout out to a Gift and a Curse podcast, The Killer Gang. Lolisa Bradford and Lolisa Bradford and some of her relatives, they went on a Gift and a Curse podcast and they talked about her father. They talked about how Lamar Whitehead called her and told her that he needed money to buy a car. They talked about all of that, you know. And she basically confirmed the fact that technically he's not even related to them at all. He's not related to them at all. And he was just trying to use them to get money out of them, which is so wrong on so many levels. It's wrong on so many levels. And so since they, you know, he also went live on his Instagram and Facebook page, and he does what he always does. He was talking really, really bad about Lolisa Bradford. He literally showed a picture of her. And, you know, it was just very disrespectful and very degrading as to what he did. Now, there is some other stuff that's going on with him. So, everybody knows that he has been indicted. He was arrested by the FBI for extorting money from one of his parishioners. And he went to court. And he basically was asking or requesting to know who the witnesses are that is part of this case. He wanted to know who the witnesses were who were part of this case. They wrote a long, dragged-out letter asking the judge if, because I guess there was some conditions set when it came to his bail. And I'm guessing one of the conditions that was set was that he cannot have any contacts with the people that are involved in the case. Right? Meaning the parishioner and everybody else that's involved with the case. So he is not allowed to speak or to even be around these people. So he wrote this letter to the judge asking if they can reveal who these witnesses are so that he knows who they are and knows not to say anything to them. That's the thing. And so the judge responded and said it was denied. He denied it because he already knew who these witnesses were and he was already taking them to court to begin with. So the judge denied his request to know who the witnesses were because he already knew, and the judge already seen the case that he filed against these people when he was suing them. Okay. So moving on to the next part of Lamar Whitehead. So everybody knows that in Brooklyn, New York, Whitehead stole a church. He stole a church. He took the locks off. He changed the locks on the church. So the original pastor and his parishioners does not even have access to the church anymore. So Whitehead actually, there is a Facebook video where he was actually served. He was actually served by the owner of the church. He was served, and basically the type of court that he has to go to is an order to show cause, which means that he has to prove that he has ownership of that church. So basically, if he has ownership of that church, he would have some type of paperwork, like a lease with his signature on it, basically stating that he is renting that church out. Now, the pastor of that church has proof that he owns that church. He owns the church. And so, I'm just going to sit back and watch this thing play out. Because Lamar Whitehead, he knows doggone well that he does not have a case. He knows doggone well that he does not have any type of paperwork showing that he owns that church. He doesn't have anything. He doesn't have anything. And so the judge honored that request. And so now he has to go to court and prove that he owns that church. It's going to be funny because he really doesn't have any paperwork that shows that he owns that church. So we're going to sit back and see what happens with that. Now, as far as the projects in Connecticut that he so-called owns, we all know that that's going to be taken from him anyway. That's going to be taken from him. He's not paying. He's already reneged on paying the loan that he took out for those buildings. So he's no longer going to have those buildings. It's just obvious he's not. He's basically living a single life now, now that Asia has left him. He's living a single life. His kids don't want nothing to do with him at all. He's basically alone. He's basically alone. And so that is the update so far on what's going on with Lamar Whitehead. I am not calling him a bishop because he is a fake bishop. Anybody in their right mind can tell when he look, when you watch his lives, that he is a fake bishop. And I'm actually glad that Bishop O.G. Caldwell dropped him from his ministry. I don't even know why he ordained him in the first place. But, you know, that just tells me that O.G. Caldwell himself does not have discernment whatsoever. Because if he did, he would have never ordained Lamar Whitehead at all. He would have never ordained him. Anybody can clearly see that Whitehead was never called to be a bishop. And he was already disqualified from that position anyway. So, that concludes the updates for Lamar Whitehead. Y'all stay tuned, because there's going to be some more updates on him. As they come, I will be speaking on it. So, y'all just stay tuned. Alright, bye for now.